Well, everybody, welcome to episode 358 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it's brought to you by our good friends at Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Whether you're buying or selling, choosing the right real estate agent is key. Legacy Realty, you'll work with a dedicated agent from our team of 75-plus professionals who know the Ankeny market like the back of their hand. Our agents provide personalized service to meet your unique needs and goals, ensuring your real estate journey is smooth and successful. As one of the largest brokerages in the area, we leverage the latest tools, resources, and marketing strategies backed by the power of LPT Realty to give you the edge in today's competitive market. At Legacy Realty of Iowa, it's not just about a transaction, it's about building your legacy. All right, we're going to talk some volleyball tonight with Ankeny Centennial coach Jessica Reinhart and her daughter Kaylin in a little while. But right now, my first guest is a realtor at Legacy Realty, and she's been on the podcast multiple times previously. We're going to talk a little real estate with her, but we can also talk a little volleyball because her daughter Haley is one of the stars of the Ankeny squad that opened its season last night. She is Amy Wiederin. Amy, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me, Dan.
Hey, you bet. Well, I was at the cross-country meet last night, so I didn't get to see any of the volleyball, but my reporter, Steven, was there, and he said that the Hawkettes match against Ankeny Christian Academy might end up being one of the best matches of the year. You know, that must have been quite a battle, huh?
It was pretty intense, yeah.
Did you expect ACA to give them, you know, that good of a battle?
Yeah, we saw ACA early on in the scrimmages, and they looked really solid, so we knew they were going to give us a run for our money.
Well, I see that Haley ended up with 24 kills on the night, so she obviously picked up right where she left off last year when she ranked 8th in Class 5A with 319 kills, and she earned third team All-State honors. She's only a junior, but she has already committed to play for you and I. You know, now, was that a tough decision for her?
Not really. She had several offers, and you and I just felt like home to her. Bobby's got a great program over there.
Yeah. Well, that's good that she could get out of the way now. Probably take some of the pressure off of her, huh?
A lot of pressure off, yeah.
And you too, right?
For sure.
Yeah. Well, let's talk some real estate now. Did you have a busy summer?
It was incredibly busy. So July was insane.
Well, we're all dealing with high prices right now with everything from gas to groceries. I mean, what effect has the economy had on the housing market, if anything?
You know, so July and August is typically pretty slow in the industry. You know, kids are going back to school, state fair, all that kind of stuff. So we usually expect August to be slow and usually doesn't start back up until after Labor Day. But this last week, we've really seen an increase in showings and activity. So that's really promising considering rates haven't gone down and the Fed didn't lower them at the last meeting. So
what do you attribute that to? Is there anything that you can? Or
I mean, I just think people are just tired of waiting. They're waiting for the rates to go down, and they're realizing it's not going to happen. And so it's like we either decide to do it now or wait till later. And I think people are just, some of them are just tired of renting.
Were you working with any specific developments right now? Or
nope, I just like to be all over. So keep myself in a lot of different things. So I work with a lot of different buyers. I've had a lot of first-time home buyers this year, which is so fun for me.
Yeah. Well, speaking of first-time home buyers, I mean, what advice would you give to people that are out looking for their first home, especially right now in this market?
You know, just stay within your budget. You know, the rates eventually are going to go down. So have a long-term plan. Don't spend outside your budget because, you know, things can change. Taxes change, insurance changes, gas prices change. So live within your means.
Do you expect the market to change at all here in the next, you know, few months, or just because of the way things have been going, maybe it's going to last for a while?
I think it'll stay steady. I don't think it's going to increase, but until the rates go down, the Fed doesn't meet for a little while again. So that usually is an indicator. Right now, we're about 6.5% for a rate. So,
well, if anybody's looking for your expertise, you know, what would be the best way for them to get hold of you?
Just give me a call. My number is 515-577-5178.
Well, hey, Amy, thanks for stopping by tonight, and I'll probably see you at the next volleyball match.
We'll be there.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks.
All right, you're listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. Revive opened in 2017 and is located on the south side of Ankeny near Hy-Vee. They provide top-tier aesthetic procedures as well as dermatology. You can usually get a dermatology appointment the same day. Revive offers Botox, fillers, lasers, medical-grade skincare, weight loss injections, and cool sculpting. Revive loves Ankeny and is very supportive of this community. You can give them a call at 515-965-5677. All right, well, joining me now are my other guests tonight. To my left is the longtime head coach of the Centennial volleyball team. She has won 4 state titles and over 400 matches in her 13 seasons with the Jaguars. She is Jessica Reinhart. Coach, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
All right. We have a little bit of a switch up here. I mentioned earlier that Kaylin was going to be on with us, but she actually has a lesson tonight. So taking her place to my right is a senior middle hitter for the Jaguars. She is Sophia Heather. Sophia, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great. Thanks for having me here.
Well, I appreciate appreciate you coming in here at the last minute. So, yeah, I'm just going to bounce some questions back and forth between the two of you. Your team will open the season on Thursday by competing in the Marge White Classic at Valley Stadium, where you guys will be playing outdoors under the lights along with three other teams from the CIML Conference. Coach, can you just talk a little bit about how this unique opportunity to play on the football field came about?
Sure. I think Valley texted me late spring, wondering if we'd be interested in it. And we had just lost our match with Indianola. We normally play them that first week of the season. And then their conference schedule changed, and so they didn't have an additional date. So we had a free date. And I was working on trying to find other matches. And then when this came up, I'm like, well, yeah, sure, why not? And so that's how it came about.
And so what was your reaction when you first heard about it? Were you pretty excited?
Yeah, I know. I was super excited, and talking to all my teammates, everyone's super hype about it. We were really hoping we'd get it to work, and here we are. Everyone's so excited.
I'm sure Valley had to have some contingency plans, you know, in case of some bad weather, but it looks like Mother Nature is going to cooperate. It should be sunny and about 80 degrees at 7:30 when your team will face Waukee Northwest, and then you'll play Waukee at about 9 o'clock. Now, Coach, I do have some questions about the logistics of having a volleyball court on the football field. You know, I can't imagine too many high schools have a portable court that they can just, you know, put out there on the turf. So where did they come up with a court that they could put out there?
They worked with some company, and I don't know how they found them, but there is a company that does this. And so it's some type of sport court that they've done before other outdoor matches, and they found it and made it happen.
Well, it should be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to going over there. Well, when I was a lot younger, we used to play a lot of basketball outdoors, and you'd have to adjust for the wind at times if you took a shot from deep. You know, so have you guys done anything specific to prepare for playing outdoors? Do you think the wind could be a factor?
You know, it might, but at the end of the day, we just have to control what we can control. And if it's windy, it's windy. If it's not, it's not. You know, just got to go play.
Well, this is obviously going to be a really cool opportunity for all of these teams. But, Coach, you couldn't ask for a tougher opponent to open the season against. Of course, your team lost to Waukee Northwest in last year's Class 5A championship match. And I think the Wolves return all but two of their players from that squad. They are the number one team in the Class 5A preseason rankings because of that. But I did hear that the Wolves struggled a little bit this summer trying to find a replacement for their all-state setter, Avery Vogt. So what do you expect from them? Do you think maybe they'll have those setting issues figured out by tomorrow?
The hope is they don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure they found someone. They were running a 6-2 when we saw them in summer camp, and those setters were doing a good job. Those hitters are great, obviously. But it's also going to be a new environment for them and new offense that they're trying to implement. And that is hard and tricky. And, you know, we've had to go through growing pains like that as well. So, I can't focus too much on what Northwest may or may not have coming into this match. It's more importantly what we're going to bring to it.
Yeah, and I got your own things you got to figure out.
Right.
And so how do you feel about playing a team like Northwest right off the bat? Do you like being challenged right away, or do you think playing a less formidable opponent in your first match might have been the better way to go?
You know, after what happened last year, obviously I'm super excited to get another shot at them, and I'm honestly very excited that we get this opportunity to play them in a match that not necessarily is going to impact our conference record, and we're kind of the underdogs going into it. And so I'm really excited to see what we can do out there. But yeah, I'm really excited to have another shot at them.
And then in the second match, you guys will face number 12 Waukee, which is led by perhaps the state's top player in Malia Rogers. Coach, what challenges does a player like she present, you know, for your squad?
Well, she's just super physical. She's going to hit over the block. She's going to hit around the block. So figuring out where you want to put your defense against her is a challenge.
Well, I was going to ask Kaylin a question if she was here about making the transition to the libero position, because I know it's going to be a new spot for her this year. I know she's played it before in club, but so has that been a pretty seamless transition for her?
Oh, yeah, for sure. She is a natural leader, and it's awesome to see her leading the way in the back row. Very vocal.
And Coach, your team did have to replace a lot of talent from last year's team that posted a 34-6 record, including three All-Staters. What were the biggest questions that you had about this team going into the preseason?
I didn't really have specific questions for our team. It was more like, where do we put the pieces? And that's what we're still working on. We have very great people in every position, three deep. And so just trying to figure out where we're strongest and who works best together are the questions that I'm trying to figure out.
Well, the cupboard certainly wasn't bare, you know, because Kaylin was back along with, you know, two other varsity regulars, Soph and Ellie Pollock, two other seniors, Sydney Rogers and Bailey Snyder also saw a lot of action last year. So Soph, did the chemistry for this team, you know, come together pretty quickly?
Yeah, I mean, at the very beginning of the summer, we started a little bit slow, but we got good pretty quick. I mean, I think everyone did a really good job playing together and doing their part when they're on the court, and everyone's doing really well playing in different combinations. So I think whatever we put out is going to be good.
And Coach, we talked about Northwest's situation with its setter earlier, and you guys are also trying to break in some new setters. Senior Emma Vandenhall saw a little playing time last year, and she'll be sharing those duties with sophomore Kenna Sorensen. But you feel pretty good about the way they've developed, don't you?
I do. We're running a 6'2". They're both on the smaller size, and so it wouldn't make sense to have one stay in the front row. And they're very similar, which makes it so much easier when you're running a 6'2", when you have two different setting styles and different heights and all of that. It can be really tricky to make it look smooth. But the two, number one, have a great relationship together. They really support each other and work well together. And then in addition to that, they are very similar style setters. And so it's actually been, you know, smooth in terms of our transition.
And so if you guys also have a freshman outside hitter in Maddie Van Bruggen, who I hear is going to make an immediate impact for you guys, what will she bring to the court?
Yeah, she's also big and physical. She's got a heavy arm. She does good scoring out of system, in system. We just get her a ball and she rips away at it.
Well, after the matches tomorrow, you guys will then host the Centennial Early Bird Invitational on Saturday. Coach, will the tournament feature, you know, the same teams as usual?
Yeah, there's like a couple people that swapped out. Whole Western Christian is new this year, and they're we're not getting less talented teams, let's say that. Mm-hmm. So they're very good, but yeah, it's going to be some of the top teams in the state going after it weekend one.
So you could see like Northwest or Waukee again, right?
We could.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, so if you guys lost to Northwest in the championship of last year's tournament, I think the Wolves went on to hand you guys five of your six losses on the season. Now, if your team is able to beat them, you know, either tomorrow or on Saturday, what do you think a win like that would do for the team's confidence?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely give everyone confidence, that's for sure. I think it really just show everyone on our team that we're capable of doing big things this season, especially being a new and young team. I think, say we were to win against Northwest this weekend or tomorrow, I think that would also give everyone confidence that we'll do great things this season, which I think we should have confidence in regardless, and then hopefully make it back to state.
And Coach, the CIML is just loaded from top to bottom. 7 of 9 teams are ranked in the Class 5A top 15. Dallin Catholic was number 5 in the preseason rankings, but Andy Pollack, I think you know him, he told me that they really played well over the summer. Do you think maybe they were underrated a little bit?
I do. And there were other, I mean, there was like 5 different random rankings this year. Everybody's doing it, and a lot of them didn't even have Dallin in the top 10. And I was like, that's crazy. So, yeah, they're really solid. Kaylin actually played with several of them on club, and so I watched them all year develop, and I'm like, this is good and bad. And now they're on the other side of the net, so that's weird. But yeah, I think Dowling's gonna be really tough. They've got good size as well. But I do think the CIML, just top to bottom, is gonna be real strong, but that makes it fun too.
And so if you guys were number 10 in the preseason rankings, that's probably the lowest that Centennial's been in a long time. What did you think of that? Does that give you guys a little bit of a chip on your shoulder?
I think, yeah, for sure. Then we got to work our way back to the top. I think if we work this weekend and tomorrow to knock some of those top teams out and work our way back to the top of those rankings, that'll be good for us.
Well, before I let you guys go, Coach, I wanted to ask you about Kaylin's decision to commit to South Dakota. You know, I think you played in college, and you've obviously helped a lot of your players get to the next level over the years. You know, so what advice did you give to her, you know, when she was going through the process? And do you think USD is a good fit for her?
I do think where she landed is exactly where she's supposed to be. I would say the process, living it live with her, was a little bit more stressful and intense than what I knew was coming. It was a wild process. But I just told her, you know, to be open to all schools. Sometimes the ideas you have in your head when you're a 16-year-old kid, it's very different than actually living it. And initially she thought she, you know, wanted to be in California. She played a lot of beach. She didn't know if she wanted to go beach or indoor. And then we were looking, flying out to California a couple weekends, and it's a very, very different lifestyle. And I'm like, that's only 2 years from now, you know, make sure that's a place that you really can see yourself. So I think ultimately she decided that being closer to home wasn't a terrible thing. And the coaches in that program are really fantastic people. And that, you know, the whole volleyball world, I ask for other people's opinions. They only say that you can't get a better staff. And that obviously was important to me, that she's around good humans, because they're going to be, she's going to be with them a ton. So I think she just landed where she was supposed to eventually.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in tonight, guys. I really appreciate it. And good luck tomorrow night. I'll see you over there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Legacy Realty of Iowa and Revive Dermatology Clinic and Spa. When you work with Legacy Realty, you're not just getting one of the largest and most trusted real estate agencies in Ankeny, you're partnering with over 75 expert agents who are committed to your success. Whether you're searching for your dream home or selling your property for the best possible price, we offer the right tools, strategies, and support to help get you there. As part of LPT Realty, a national leader in the real estate industry, we combine local expertise with innovative resources to give you an unbeatable advantage. Choose us for unparalleled service, proven results, and a commitment to your success in every transaction. Legacy Realty of Iowa, where your real estate goals become a reality. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in tonight. We had Ankeny Centennial volleyball coach Jessica Reinhart and senior middle hitter Sophia Heather. And also want to thank realtor Amy Wiederin for stopping by. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.